This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. Hamas has presented a response to a proposal for a ceasefire and hostage deal in Gaza by calling for a phased withdrawal from the enclave during a truce. Hamas is also proposing hostage releases in exchange for Palestinian prisoners. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is currently in the Middle East meeting with Israeli officials. In Pakistan, officials say a pair of bombings at the election offices of a political party and an independent candidate in southwest Pakistan killed dozens. Charles de la Desma reports.
People carry the wounded to ambulances in the chaotic aftermath at one of the blast locations. A spokesman for the provincial government says the first attack happened in Pashin, a district in Baluchistan province. Over a dozen were killed in the attack and the wounded transported to a nearby hospital. Later on Wednesday, another bombing at the Jamiat Ulema Islam Party election office, also in Baluchistan, killed a similar number. No one has immediately claimed responsibility for the attacks, which come a day before the country opens its ballot boxes. I'm Charles de la Desma.
Authorities say Russia has fired missiles and drones at targets across Ukraine, killing at least five and injuring at least 25. Here's VOA's Tommy McNeil.
The attacks targeted at least three major cities, including the capital. The European Union's top diplomat, Josep Borrell, was in Kyiv discussing military aid and financial support for Ukraine. Western help is desperately needed by Ukraine, which is struggling with ammunition and personnel shortages. Some long-term foreign funding is also in doubt as the war nears its two-year anniversary on February 24th. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
For more stories, you can check us out online at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The United Nations on Wednesday urged countries not to forget the civilians caught up in the war in Sudan, appealing for $4.1 billion to meet their humanitarian needs and support those who have fled to neighboring countries. A 10-month war in Sudan between its armed forces and the paramilitary Rapid Support Forces, or RSF, has devastated the country's infrastructure, prompted warnings of famine, and displaced millions of people inside and outside the country. And in U.S. news, U.S. President Joe Biden is calling on lawmakers to support the U.S. Senate's $118 billion bipartisan agreement on border security that would also provide aid to Israel and Ukraine. But a growing number of Republicans say they plan to withhold their support for the measure. VOA's congressional correspondent Catherine Gibson has more.
$60 billion in aid to Ukraine, $14 billion in aid to Israel, plus the fate of thousands of asylum seekers and U.S. border security are in jeopardy as a vote on a $118 billion bipartisan security agreement appears likely to fail in the U.S. Senate later this week. U.S. President Joe Biden.
The American people want a solution that puts an end to the empty political rhetoric, which has failed to do anything for so long. We have to get the resources to the border to get the job done.
Biden making the case for the bill that took 4 months of negotiations in the U.S. Senate. Catherine Gibson, VOA News.
The U.S. House of Representatives delivered a blow to Republican Speaker Mike Johnson when it voted Tuesday against impeaching Democratic President Joe Biden's top border official. Reuters' Ryan Chang has the details.
Four Republicans bucked their leadership and joined Democrats in opposing the charges against Mayorkas. Mayorkas has denied any wrongdoing and has defended his tenure. GOP lawmaker Laurel Lee spoke before the vote.
Secretary Mayorkas has willfully and deliberately refused to uphold the laws of the United States. He has violated his oath of office, and he has breached the public trust. Congress has a constitutional duty to secure our border and to ensure our communities are safe.
After the failed impeachment vote, Republicans said they would try again. Some Democrats have dismissed the move to impeach Mayorkas as a political ploy.
U.S. singer-songwriter Taylor Swift celebrates making Grammys history with a run of concerts in Tokyo, Japan, kicking off a month of sellout shows in Asia that will include a quick run home to see her boyfriend contest the U.S. Super Bowl, which kicks off Sunday. I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.